At the top of the news this Thursday evening, militants in the Gaza Strip continued to send rocket fire into southern Israel today, killing three people as the Israeli military pressed an offensive with air and naval attacks on militant targets for a second straight day. Mark Weiss reports from Jerusalem.
Despite the second day of Israel pounding militant targets across the Gaza Strip, rocket fire into southern Israel continues. Three Israeli civilians were killed when a rocket slammed into their apartment building in the town of Kiryat Malachi. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the army is prepared for a significant widening of its operation in the Gaza Strip. He said Israel has made it clear that it will not tolerate continued rocket fire on its civilians, and he hopes Hamas gets the message. If not, Israel will take whatever action is necessary to protect its population. The cabinet has authorized the army to issue emergency call-up orders for reservists. In Gaza, thousands attended the funeral of Ahmed Jabri, the Hamas military commander who was killed in an Israeli airstrike on Wednesday, an attack that marked the start of the widespread military campaign. In a worrying development for Israel, a rocket fired from Gaza landed near Rishon LeZion, only 12 kilometers south of Tel Aviv. The city is 55 kilometers north of Gaza. This marks the furthest distance a rocket fired from Gaza has reached inside Israel. A Hamas spokesman in Gaza said the group has adopted new rules of engagement with Israel, and he called on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to release all Hamas prisoners held in the West Bank. Israel has attacked more than 200 targets in the Gaza Strip during the two-day conflict. Palestinians have fired more than 250 rockets into Israel. Mark Weiss, Vatican Radio in Jerusalem.
Staying with the story, the Archbishop, the Auxiliary Bishop, and Vicar General of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, Bishop William Shomali, is calling for an end to the violence. He spoke with us earlier in the day.
What is happening in Gaza now is a vicious circle of violence between two parts, and it is difficult now to know who started, because everyone condemns the other. But what is sure is that many victims are falling down and innocent people are dying and suffer from starvation. The students don't go to school and life becomes impossible in that region, in the south. So really we can accompany these people who suffer with our prayer. And also the Latin Patriarchate has a humanitarian program of help to the victims, because these people don't need only our prayers, they need our help.